Yar, and welcome back to another podcast here on the DVD Marquee. And if you haven't figured out what title we cover, you best be ready to walk the plank. Are you ready, Mr. Reynolds? You have a life debt to pay.
By golly, I think I am.
You need not worry, because we're not going to talk like this for the entire show.
No, of course we're not. Because we have to pick the opportune moment in order to set this up.
Yar.
If you haven't figured out what we're talking about, we're going to be talking about Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. But first, we both saw a little while ago, the movie's been out for a while, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Exactly. And because the popularity is still at its peak right now, you know, weeks after its release in the theaters, we decided to revisit the title.
We're going
to
take a look back at the movie that started it all and the DVD that preceded the movie. And we're going to talk first about the second movie.
You have a debt to pay. You owe Davy Jones your soul. That was the agreement. Time's up. You're a marked man, Jack Sparrow.
On deck, all hands! Scurry! I must have movement!
I was nothing more than an almost innocent bystander.
You won't be able to talk your way out of this one.
Jack Sparrow is a dying breed. Jack must find a place in the new world or perish.
What about Jack? I can't leave without him! Never mind, let's go!
Now, Jeff, I understand that you weren't 100% pleased with the movie.
No, in fact, I'd put my rating at about a 55% pleased.
55%, eh? Yeah. I'd put mine slightly higher than that. 7 out of 10.
Why? What got you that high?
It wasn't that bad. I think it was mostly the special effects.
Well, the special effects were done well, but there were just too many strikes against it for my liking. First of all, the atmosphere right into the film, right from the go, was countermanding that which they created in the first film. I felt I was being forced to reinvent my understanding of the world that we were witnessing. And, just with the darkness, and there wasn't, it didn't have that...
That bubbly ride feel?
Exactly. It didn't have the bubbly ride feel. And I can understand why they did it. I think they needed to slide a bit more.
The first movie was a much funner ride. This was a darker movie, definitely. Especially when you've got Bill Nighy playing Davy Jones.
Who I wasn't really impressed with. I didn't care for the villain. I wanted to like the villain and enjoy the villain's villainous. Not meaning his female partner, but the villain was just, I didn't care. Like, Geoffrey Rush was great in the first one.
Captain Barbossa, I am here to negotiate the cessation of hostilities against Port Royal.
There are a lot of long words in there, miss. We're naught but humble pirates. What is it that you want?
I want you to leave and never come back.
I'm disinclined to acquiesce to your request. Means no.
And I loved to see him being bad. And in this one, it was like, oh, Squid Face is on screen.
See, I'm the opposite. I did kind of like him. I thought he was good in the role.
But then again, a lot of it, because of the animation, it takes away from his performance as the villain, too. So I'm not knocking his performance. I'm knocking the character, I guess, in the storyline, how it came across.
His performance. I'll try and talk your way out of that one. But one thing that I found is the music didn't really help this film emotionally for me. Like, I just found it, either the music was turned down too much for the print that we saw, because we saw it at the same theater, not at the same time. I just didn't find it had the same atmosphere as the first movie.
I remember you mentioned that to me shortly after you had seen it in the theater. And I remember leaving the theater and thinking there was something about it. Like, I had my negative list set up when I left the theater, but there was still one thing that I was missing that I didn't know. I knew there was still something wrong. and I couldn't figure it out. And when you mentioned that, I think it clicked.
Yeah, yeah, I've listened to the score separately now, and it's still a great score. I don't think it was mixed properly for the movie.
You mean mixed as far as
the volume level?
Really?
I think that might have been what it is, because I have had the chance to listen to both the first movie score and the second movie, and they sound very similar, although the second one is a little bit darker in tone. It just, I don't know what it was during the movie, like especially during the major action sequence on the water wheel that we all see in the trailer, it just didn't capture me like I was expecting it to, like get the goosebumps.
I haven't had the opportunity to actually listen to the scores individually, so I personally thought it might have been the score was changed too much or something, but I'm just ignorant, that's all.
I'm going to revisit the movie in probably next weekend, actually, if everything works out and it's still in town. I'll come back and I'll tell you exactly if it was that or if just something wrong with the print itself. Not too bad, but let's go back to the first movie now.
No! Not good! Stop! Not good! What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum!
Yes! The rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
Out on DVD quite a while ago, they did release a second edition. They called it the Lost Disc Edition. It came with a third disc, which was all previews for the second movie. There was nothing really new for the first movie. I loved the first movie.
Oh, without a doubt.
Johnny Depp's entrance as Captain Jack Sparrow into the movie is one of the most memorable character entrances in movie history for me.
I agree. In fact, I think that it will be probably at the top of my list for a long time.
The only other one that I can think of that's kind of comparable, but it's not really even, is Darth Vader in episode 4 when he walks onto the bridge of the...
But then again, I'm not a big Star Wars nut. I'm more of a Star Trek fan, but that entrance was kind of it wasn't that big for me.
Yeah, you're talking to the guy with the lightsaber and Star Wars posters up in his home theater room. The Pirates DVD was presented really well. I found audio video as perfect as you can get for a standard definition DVD.
Yeah, no, I remember I had mentioned to you shortly after it was released, I guess, because I picked it up, and I had mentioned to you, because of my system is a 6.1 surround, the only thing advertised on the case is a 5.1 Dolby Digital track. And lo and behold, when I put it in my system, it actually picked up a 6.1 discrete track, DTS.
Yes, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. So for all you folks out there who aren't watching it in DTS and you have a 6.1 system, change it now.
Give it a listen. Let us know. You can leave comments on the show, or you can email us, and everything is available at the site. If you know the address, hop on by. We'll give it to you at the end of the show and let us know, because we'd like to confirm that maybe he just got a super special edition when he bought it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, I would like to know if it's a limited mistake print, actually. You know, vacuum seal it and frame it.
Now, the DVD was packed. It came out initially as a 2-disc set. Second disc, absolutely loaded, packed, everything you could want.
We're talking insanity. If you haven't checked this release out, you're insane.
Nice. Ought to scare off the listeners. Now, rather than go through each extra, because there's a ton and it's been out a while, we just want to highlight a couple of our favorites. So, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and let me know your favorite feature on this entire DVD?
My favorite feature by far is the fly on the set feature. And that's basically just shot kind of a handheld cam during on-set filming. And it's basically everyone's dream is to see what's going on as a bigger picture, not just what's on the screen during these big shoots, big action sequences and whatnot. And this little featurette is actually that. Somebody's walking around with a handheld cam. You get to see everything, you know, you get to see everything rehearsed a bit before they take the shot. And then you actually get to see, you kind of get to see like a zoomed out overall picture. You get to see cameras moving during the shoot. And it's just, it's incredible to see the organized chaos, as it were. And, you know, me wanting to get into the industry, it was just, I was completely stunned the whole time.
That was one of my top extras on that DVD, if not the top. It was really interesting to see how they put the entire film together.
It's amazing.
Definitely is. Now, there's 3 commentaries also available on this disc. Gore Verbinski, Johnny Depp, Keira Knightley, and Jack Davenport, with Jerry Bruckheimer's in there as well. And then you've got the writers, which is probably the best of the 3, because you find out the difficulties they had converting this theme ride at Disney World into a movie.
Yeah, when you say it's probably the best, I agree, because when you actually mentioned that there were three commentaries, I'm thinking, well, there's really only one.
The other one that I thought was kind of fun was the Below Deck, where they give a bunch of history and facts and fable about pirates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That great interactive 3D environment.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That is quite impressive.
That's a lot of fun. The blooper reel was pretty good, too.
The blooper reel was good. It wasn't anything fantastic.
No, but I found myself laughing throughout, yeah, which is great. And there's 19 deleted scenes. 19.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I'm sure there's more, but they picked 19 of the best and put them in on this DVD. But
it's better than overloading us with crap, I guess.
Yeah. All in all, top-notch release. If you still haven't picked it up yet, then I do suggest you go out and get it. You can probably find it in the bargain bins now because it's been out in a while before they release it on Blu-ray or HD DVD.
Or if they release it in like a collector's edition. You know what? You might want to wait to see what happens with a 3-disc collector's edition when the third movie is finally released. But then again, that's waiting another like 2 years, maybe 2.5. It's kind of a coin toss, I guess.
It's kind of a coin toss. But if they release it in like a really nice black pearl, and then you have to open up the cargo hold to get at your DVDs, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Hey, we should write a letter.
If you're listening, Buena Vista, we coined that, and we have proof because it'll be dated on our site. Yeah, so we're going to recommend that you run out, pick it up. You're going to find it in bargain bins, pretty much guaranteed, because it's been out for so long. Yeah. You might even find the 3-disc Lost Disc Edition. Woo!
Yeah, although that was a limited print, but I think I have seen the 2-disc listed at $9.99 in some shelves.
Yeah.
Around. So for $10, pick it up now. You have it for 2.5 years when they come out with the box set.
That's right. And then you can sell it on eBay. There's always people looking for some other people's table scraps. So.
Table scraps, I like that.
Yeah. So that pretty much wraps up our look at Pirates 2 and the first movie on DVD, Pirates of the Caribbean and the Curse of the Black Pearl. Visit the site, let us know about that DTS Yes track, if it is in fact that. So www.thedvdmarquee.com. Give us a shout, let us know. We'll be waiting for your comments. So thanks, Jeff, for joining me on our special mini marquee of Pirates. Yarr.
Always a pleasure, and remember,
take what you can and give nothing back.
Yarr. This just in, some news on the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest on DVD. Coming from Buena Vista Home Entertainment on December 5th, you'll be able to pick it up on a single disc edition and a 2-disc special edition. The single disc will feature anamorphic widescreen, Dolby Digital 5.1, an audio commentary, and bloopers of the Caribbean feature. On the second disc, you'll have all the above, plus deleted scenes, a sound featurette, character designs, stunt featurette, interactive games, trailers, including a preview of the third film. We don't have all the details yet, as it hasn't officially been announced, but this is just to give you a little tease.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.